How about we get to a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Shelby, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some advice. Mm-hmm. Been dating my boyfriend for about a year. Mm-hmm. Went out of town recently for work, and when I came home, surprise, he had moved himself into my place.
Oh.
No conversation, no official agreement, just boom, his stuff was everywhere.
Wow.
Now, we have casually talked about living together before. I do see a future with him, but this felt like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend said this is psycho behavior and that I should run.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm ready for this to be the cause we break up. I keep going back and forth. Was this sweet or something only a crazy person would do in a giant red flag?
Mm.
Have any of your listeners ever moved in with someone too early?
Mm-hmm.
How did it work out?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all so much. And P.S. Kelly, I hope your car doesn't get hit anymore.
Wow.
Thank you, Shelby. That was really sweet. Yes. I've had 3 accidents in a year's time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is weird. Like, yeah, I'm assuming you had the conversation like, oh, well, there's a lot of your stuff here. And
yeah.
We have, like, I don't know. That is a little bit weird to me. Like very presumptuous.
Well, yes, and unless
misread cues.
I feel like she would have mentioned, like, if it was a situation where his lease was up and he needed some place to go quickly.
She would have said that probably, but you know. Right,
yes, that's why I'm assuming she would have included that if that were the case.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it is. And yeah, the fact that they didn't agree on, yes, we're definitely doing this, and hey, while you're gone, I'll go ahead and move my stuff in. Like, we didn't say that.
Yeah, that's a big hurdle.
It is.
I'm kind of thinking that's psycho behavior. Like, that
feels a little like
that's
he
me.
Would be controlling. Like, yeah. Is this a sign he's going to be a little controlling?
Right. That's a very abrupt and a very invasion of your space.
It's a take charge kind of thing to do.
Sure. Okay. Have you ever been in this situation that Shelby's been? Like, someone just moves into your place. 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear those stories because, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. I'm thinking that's, I don't know if it's grounds for breakup, but man, that is a, hey, we're going to need to simmer down here a second. And
well, yeah, it's like
you're
going
to need
like
to move back out.
This is something that I feel like we should have discussed in detail and had a pretty clear agreement on.
Yeah. Like, I that feels weird to me that he just moved in. So, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX with group therapy. We are in a group therapy situation where Shelby's boyfriend just up and surprised her by moving into her place when she went away for a work trip. And she's like, yeah, my friends are saying, yo, that's psycho. Who does that? But she's like, he's nice. Like, I don't know.
I love him. So is it sweet or is it psycho?
Now, Katie said, I had a boyfriend who didn't just move his stuff in, but pressured me to let him slowly move his stuff into my apartment when I was in college. I was in my early 20s, still felt like I had to cater to his feelings before my own wishes. Lost my independence too soon. Regret the decision to this day.
Ooh, okay.
So think about that. Amber from down the street says, run, huge red flag. What else is he going to decide on his own?
Definitely a sign he's going to attempt to try to be controlling. Yeah, that's the big concern here is this showing a tendency to just make lots of decisions on our own and just tell you about it.
I mean, that's not just like, hey, I bought a TV. Like, it's not a knee-jerk sort of thing. That's not a decision that's sort of a knee-jerk sort of decision. That's like moving into your place. That is crazy.
Yeah, Trina says, did he think, oh, this will be a good surprise for her. She'll even come back and bam, I'm here. Or is it creepy? Only thing I can think of to decide is if he's controlling or has already done anything like that. If so, red flag, abort mission ASAP. Bonus is he's paying half of everything now, so more dollars for you.
Yeah, I mean, let's assume he's going to do that.
Right.
Like, you haven't discussed anything with this about it with him up until this point, right?
Yeah, this is one thing that we had kind of maybe wondered about. Did he... It was his lease up or something, and he had to find a place to live really quickly. Kathleen says, is he or you financially stable? Where was he living before? Did the lease run out? And he figured, what the heck? If you rent an apartment, definitely check with your property manager. Put him on the lease so you're both equally responsible for paying.
Yeah.
This just sounds fishy, though. He most definitely shouldn't have just moved in. He knows that, but that's why he did it when you weren't home. He must have had a key to your place to be able to do that.
Right.
You definitely need to set some boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that we have a big discussion about.
Now, I will say there's one person, Jason says, maybe it's somewhere in between psycho and sweet. Like, maybe just a misunderstanding. So just talk to him about it. I mean, right. Yes, there's definitely a conversation that needs to happen.
Yeah, he should understand that maybe you were taken off guard with this, right? Like, this feels like a very big decision for you as a couple. And hopefully when she presents her perspective on it, he'll understand that was really kind of a bold move to not have a set decision on this, a discussion about, like, yes, you're moving in. Why don't you go ahead and do it while I'm gone?
Hey, remember when we were talking about how fun it would be to live together? I mean, that was just sort of like down the road, and that wasn't a green light for you to move into my place. I feel really weird about this. So, if you don't feel comfortable kicking him out, like if you're cool to like let it sort of see what happens, then you need to get him, like other people said, get him on the lease, get his name on the lease. Because my guess is you've probably had a roommate situation where his name wasn't on the lease, and that's where he was able to just come and go. But
I feel like he would have said that too. Yeah. Like he would have said, hey, I needed a place to crash because of this. You know, yeah. I know this was kind of like a big thing.
Oh, I know.
That I just
it's
did
big.
Without you being here, but I kind of had to, and we can talk and figure this out, like if it's going to be long term or if I need to find somewhere else. But I just hope you don't mind that.
Yeah, hope you don't mind
stuff over
again,
while you were gone.
I still think it's crazy talk, and it's a little bit of nuts and a red flag. But
yeah,
you know,
I feel like she would have included if he prefaced that or had that conversation, like, "Hey, babe, sorry, you know,
right.
I've moved everything in, but this is why, and we can talk if you don't want me to stay."
Okay. Well, hey, good luck. I think a lot of people are saying red flag. So
yeah, we
use
need to,
that
he
information.
Needs to know that you can't make big, bold decisions right. like that in the relationship without discussion and agreement.
Yep. Use that information how you want, but keep us posted on what you do. That is group therapy.